Hey Miriflam, and welcome to the 8th episode of Mirstar Podcasts. And in this episode, we are doing a 3-in-1 topic. And we are doing rap talk games like FIFA and GTA and all. And in this episode, we've got David. David, how are you doing and how does it feel to be on Mirstar Podcasts today?
I feel excited and right now, I'm just calm, yeah.
Okay, your first question. What is your favorite drill song?
To be honest, it's like, it's not really a, well, I have loads of favorites, obviously, but like, the one that's top tier is Goodums by like Unknown T.
That's a good one. I don't really have a specific favorite one, but there is some good ones out there. What do you like about drill?
Just common to me because in the area I grew up in, around Manchester and stuff like that, like it's just been brought up here. Plus, knowing people like H who live in my area and stuff like that, I've just learned to adapt to it. Yeah.
What made you want to rap?
To be honest, it was just like in school. We used to have like talent shows and everything. Then me and my friends just started singing songs, like rap songs and stuff like that. Then I just started singing randomly when I'm at home and stuff. And then I could just make freestyles like that.
Yeah. I actually do write songs occasionally. During lockdown, I was really, really bored. So I decided I make a bunch of different raps. And like when school started again, we had to do this like piece of homework as like this like a poem, but like slightly like a rap at the same time, because they said that rap standard for rap and poetry. So I made a rap with my friend, and everyone really liked it. And I usually rap sometimes occasionally. So then I decided to make more, and now I have about like 5. When often do you song write?
To be honest, it just comes up randomly. When I feel like bored or something, or I have nothing to do, I'll just write a song, spread lyrics and post it, yeah.
Are you a good freestyler?
Yes.
What do you like about song writing in general, like rap writing?
It's just like, you can express your feelings, stuff like that, you want, you can say what you want. It's your own thing, you can like create anything.
Yeah, it's like a nice way to publish your feelings too. Like sometimes it's very hard to explain how you feel, but through songs, I don't know why, but I don't know, it's different for different people, but for some people it's easier to explain how they feel through music. When did you start FIFA?
Oh, FIFA, that's a long story. I'm going to tell you the first ever time. So, when I was about 6 or 5, I had an Xbox machine. And when I had the Xbox 360, there were some games called FIFA. It was like FIFA 10 or something. So I started playing. I was dumb. I picked the same teams over and over again. Man United versus Man United. I would never stop doing that. All I did was just start pressing random buttons, until I eventually scored. Then my Xbox 360, it broke, and one time I was watching TV, I got angry, smacked my TV and it broke. So for like half of my life, I haven't been watching TV or like playing any games unless I went to other people's houses.
Wow.
So then after that, I finally got a PS4 myself. Didn't know what to do. I just watched some YouTube videos and
wow, very then, interesting.
Yeah, that's all.
Why did you start FIFA? Why did you see FIFA and then want to continue to play it?
I just felt like during lockdown, I played loads of Fortnite. Like I would never stop playing it. Then eventually I got bored of it. decided to get FIFA. I won FIFA. I just played it non-stop. I couldn't stop. Most of my friends were playing Fortnite at that time. I couldn't be bothered. I didn't play with them. I stayed in the park. I didn't play with them. I'd just be playing FIFA, making my own stuff. And then, yeah, I stopped playing Fortnite for a while. Started playing FIFA.
Yeah, I used to go through this Fortnite thing. Like, I would usually play Fortnite non-stop, like, for 17 hours a day. Actually, no, 13 hours a day. Because, you know, sleep, anything. Actually, no, I'd eat while I play. I used to literally play Fortnite every single day. Like, I'd be 100 levels higher than my other friends. I'm not even joking. Like, I'd be that Fortnite grind. And then I'd still tell people, nah, I don't bash Fortnite, I don't bash Fortnite. And nowadays, I don't really play Fortnite. The only time I come on Fortnite is to record videos because my channel is known for Fortnite. That's why I'm starting a new thing on my channel soon, which I'm gonna make a trailer for. And yeah. What was your first FIFA game?
First FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
It was either FIFA 10 or FIFA 11, something like that.
Do you watch any FIFA YouTubers?
Occasionally. I don't really only watch like YouTube shorts of people who do free kicks and stuff like that. Mm. But the FIFA YouTubers I used to watch, I forgot all of their names.
Do you have a pack opener?
Well, I used to, but I give it to. I don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a game like Madfoot? Whereas everyone's playing Madfoot nowadays.
Yeah, I only downloaded it because my friends said it was good, so I started trying it out. Then I finally scammed someone, and yeah, I got into it.
I've actually not downloaded Madfoot yet. I've not seen it. I might get it one time, one day. Explore Madfoot. Are you looking to collaborate with someone near you anytime soon?
Yeah, music. I've got some people in mind, but I'm not sure if they're ready. But it is what it is.
Do you have FIFA 21 or 22?
I have 21. Because
are you looking to get FIFA 22?
Maybe. Maybe not, because I've seen some videos on the game, and it's really bugging.
Is football your favorite sport?
No, well, it used to be. When I was 7, to play football, I got scouted for a team. I forgot what it was. But I used to play for, it was Mustang Juniors. I used to play for them. Then I stopped. And then, after that, like, I just found some basketball for at school all the time. Then I got selected for the team at school. Tournament, came third place. I think I scored one. I scored a couple of layups. Yeah.
And then the school you're currently in?
Pardon?
For the school you're currently in?
It's my primary school. But, yeah. I'm hoping forward to get a goal team for the one I'm in right now.
Nice. Is basketball your new favorite sport?
Yes.
Nice. What do you think would improve GTA?
To be honest, while something GTA online or story mode, and I want to check how much money I've bought something. It really bugs me that there's no commas to see how much money you have. It's just numbers. Comprehend with that and stuff. But could add more cars, or the graphics could get a bit better. Sometimes it just doesn't work properly. It's realistic though, to be honest, but sometimes it's a bit too realistic and racist. Yeah.
I've seen the racist things on TikTok. The white man shoots the guy, no five stars, Black Man does, instant 5-star.
Yeah.
Wow. What games are you into?
Games. Growing, like, you're winning. My mom's thingy. I'll be back.
Yeah. I'm currently into, like, games like, I like Fortnite. I'm into games like Fortnite. I play Minecraft occasionally, like, really, 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 really occasionally. Like, I barely ever play Fortnite. Roblox, I play that when people tell me to play Roblox, because, yeah, Roblox, I don't really, I'm not the most Roblox dude. Roblox guy. I also do play. I used to play Rocket League occasionally. I don't really play it anymore. And yeah. I do songwriting too. It's nice. It's very, very good songwriting. Songwriting is a very good way to get your, like, just, I don't know, zone out. Like, it's just like, it's a way that you could express yourself through your feelings. I don't know. It's very cool. I also play, what games do I play actually? It's really good though. It's very good. They're games. Also, I do rap, right? I have some songs in the works right now. There's one that I really like, and it has the same rhyme all the way through, because I'm that talented and skilled, you know what I'm saying? And it started off as a freestyle. Like, I literally said two lines, and it made me want to continue the song and make it a full song. And it has the same rhyme all the way through. Also, I have another one, which was, like, my second one that I made. It was meant for school. No, it was just me and my friend making a random rap, because we were just like that. And then I started freestyling. Like, my whole part was a freestyle. Like, my literal whole verse was a freestyle. It starts off with, like, yeah, I am miracle. You know? It was a very sick freestyle. When I freestyled it, I got so gassed about it. I got so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, your boy's a freestyler. Sheesh. You know, everyone was like, sheesh back then. Everyone loved the sheesh. Everyone was a sheesh person. Everyone is a sheesh guy. So, yeah. That's a bit of info on me on the songs, music. And I also made another rap, which is, I don't know why, I was literally so bored, so I made a rap based off USA States. Yeah, I made a rap based off American States. Like, it was called USA. I'm not even joking. Like, it was just crazy. I don't know, I was just bored. I was just like, I'll tell you what this, how the song went now. But, like, I actually just, I don't know, my mind wasn't normal then. I was just really bored, so I decided, hey, let's make a song based off, the USA. Like, wow. Just wow. It's very crazy. how I decided to make a song on the USA. Okay, I'll tell you how it was now. The thing's loading up now. It was like, something like this. Okay, Straight Heat from Tennessee, 1, 2, 3, yeah, here's me. Yeah, I don't know why I made this. And it was a very long time I made it, though, I think. It's a few months ago. And I've not finished it, though. And it was like, it's gonna involve all 50 states. So I'm gonna tell you how the song history went. So how this started was, basically, right? That's the song stuff. And yep, I'll see y'all in the next question. Okay, we finished about the little waffle of my life. The next question is, how many raps have you made?
So right now, the ones that I've posted, actually, I've made two more. These ones that I've made way, way back. So,
Are you good at
GTA? Pardon?
Are you good at GTA?
Yes. I won't destroy anyone. And, I've made a lot of raps in the past. Oh, yeah.
Are you ever gonna post the ones that you made way back? You still have.
I'm never gonna post them because it's a bit, it's a little bit too embarrassing. It's gonna ruin my reputation.
When did you start GTA?
Basically, I was really bored, and my friend, he said, well, he wanted to play GTA with me, so. Basically, and he thought it would like have GTA in it already, but it didn't. But then, so he went out of his way. I didn't even ask him to do this. He just bought me GTA. He just bought me GTA like that.
And wait, who did?
My friend from primary school. Like the one, like any, you know what I mean? Yeah. Basically, I gave. He gave it to me, and then I put it inside my PS4, thinking everything was calm. And then I thought I could play it online. Then I realized I needed PlayStation Plus. So then I just started playing GTA Story Mode, and I got better and better and better.
Okay. What do you think of GTA, like, overall?
GTA, it's a... There's lots more improvements you could have, to be honest, my opinion.
Some say violent games will make children violent. Do you agree?
Personally, I do not agree with that, because some parents just don't want their kids playing a game. And that. Because you want them to focus on that real life stuff. But yeah. Sometimes we need to have fun in our lives, but it doesn't make you violent, trust me.
Yeah, because like, I remember some people tried to get Fortnite banned because apparently it was violent. Like, my old school that I went to tried stopping me from playing Fortnite and tried stopping me from recording videos because apparently Fortnite was violent. Like, I don't go there anymore, but, like, apparently it was violent. But, because they saw my YouTube channel, didn't subscribe though. And, like, I don't get how Fortnite is violent in any way. Like, they don't show blood. It's not like it's them games where there's blood when you kill people, your brain splatters out at them over, you know, games. It's not like that. Yeah. And if you don't want your children having certain games, like, that's you in it. That's your parental choice. That's the way you should have your child, but you shouldn't display to the whole world, telling other Karen moms, oh, Harry is playing this game, it's very naughty. Like, you're just ruining it for the child. Like, yeah. You're not just ruining it for the child. Like, there's certain games, yeah, like maybe 18 rated games, if you don't want your child, okay, that's your choice, but you know, that's just your choice in general. And do you think video games should have more of a stricter rating, like PEGI 18 or PEGI 7? Like, do you think some games aren't rated specifically?
Some of the games, there's some of them, well, some of the ratings are not needed, like Fortnite. I don't get how that's a PEGI 12, because there's nothing bad in there. Second of all, GTA, I can definitely see that's a good option to make it plus, because the amount of we're not gonna call out what's there, because it happened, you never know. To this channel, I'm hoping nothing happens. I think that it's very inappropriate, kind of, but
yeah,
it depends how you use the game, you know me. So I'm not sure about the ratings. It just depends on how you play it.
Yeah, because apparently Roblox is rated like 12 or 13. No, 12. But Roblox, the only things that could be bad about Roblox is actually, Roblox rating kind of makes sense. Because some people talk to strangers online. And, like, you know, loads of people online date on Roblox. And if you want to hear more info about Roblox, it's on episode 7 with Keybomb. You can check that out. Plug. Anyways, yeah, Roblox, well, you know, some people talk to online people. Like, if you're a little girl, it's a 7-year-old talking to a 6-year-old man, for example. It's pretty weird. And you never know what the person actually looks like. And Roblox, it literally changes the way people think. Like, I'm not even joking. If you have a certain, I've already said this in episode 7, but if you have a certain aesthetic, like a certain way you like to dress or a certain way you like to do this and that, like the way people dress in Roblox, they'd say, oh, I have a cutie aesthetic or an emo aesthetic. They would literally get that in real life and start acting like what they say. Like if you're a little cutie, you'd say, I'm snobby, I'm kawaii, I'm this. And if you're emo, you say, oh, I'm rocking inside, I'm depressed, I'm all this. Like the way you dress in a game shouldn't affect the way you talk or act in real life.
That's true.
It's just really annoying how that happens sometimes. What are your opinions on FIFA?
FIFA is a very diverse game. Sometimes the game can be an absolute idiot, but sometimes there's actually good moments in that game. So, it's a 50-50 for me.
Yeah. Do you agree? Do you think that FIFA shouldn't, instead of having a FIFA 16, a FIFA 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 and all, do you think the game should have updates? Just like annual updates. Not annual, but regular updates. And then there would be a very big update, like when there would be a new FIFA game, instead of just making it a game every single year. So yeah. For less.
I would say having annual updates is good. Say you're talking about marketing, like stocks and stuff like that, you're gonna want people to buy a new game every single year so you can raise more money. Yeah. And that's how people, like, they're gonna develop the game. So it really depends. If people buy FIFA once, it's just gonna get old and stuff like that. But then when new FIFAs keep on coming out, it's gonna keep, like, their money going. Because
yeah, for the common economy and financially, the game's decrease.
Yeah.
Are you good at FIFA?
Yes. Play FIFA. Good at
it. Yeah, no, when did you... Like, continue this. Can't read. When did you get the device? When did you get the device you play on currently?
Christmas 2018, I got my PS4. I remember the one day I was coming back from school. I already see my mom. She was holding it in hands, like in a bag. But I didn't know it was gonna be for me. So I just found out on Christmas. Then I got my cousin to come and sell. And yeah, just like playing from there.
Why did you choose to get a PS4, and if you did, why?
I chose to get a PS4 because I was used to, like, PlayStation stuff like that. My friends, all of them would have PlayStations. There was about one or two people in my with an Xbox, so I was just like, let me just play on PlayStation for now, so I can just
play. Okay. PS4 or Xbox?
Normally, I'm not into, like, this console wars stuff like this, but PS4, because Xbox is basically it takes so much money away from you. Like, you have to pay just to play online games.
Yeah, I have a PS4. Actually, what are your opinions on console wars?
It's really hard to explain, but TikTok is just what made big thing. I mean, it didn't have to go this far.
Yeah, because now people are, like, having new names for consoles. People are like, why should it matter so much to why another person has a different console to you? Like, yeah, it's good. You have your own opinions of what console is worse, or what console is better, or what console is made, or what console is not made enough. But what's the point of having a whole war about it? Like, yeah, have your opinion and all, but your opinion shouldn't be so, like, I don't know, it's a hard one to explain. Like, your opinion on a console shouldn't be so worn out that it's literally made it a whole war between consoles. Like, it's just very childish, I guess. It's very weird. When did you start playing GTA?
It was in between around April 2021 until now. June or April, around then.
Why would you get GTA 6?
I'm not sure, to be honest, because GTA 5 has a lot of good stuff, but it's just known to me that it's just GTA. Nothing else could be.
Why did you get GTA?
I was just bored, and my friend, he wanted to do that Cayo Perico, so I said, let's try it. So he gave me his account, and then it worked, so he went out of his way just to buy me GTA. And yeah.
You have real friends, innit? Like, girl, get yourself the friends who would back you up when you can't get the stuff. Pay them back.
I don't trust most girls anymore.
Did any of them buy you anything?
No girl has ever bought me anything. I'm always the one buying them stuff.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Some people say video games are a waste of time. Do you agree?
Can you say that again, please? Because it's good.
It's all right. Some people say video games are a waste of time. Do you agree?
No, I don't. Because you can just have fun, you can chillax, you can do what you want. It's your life, to be honest. You can just chill and everything.
Yeah, I don't know why people think of video, like, the only way that a video game could be a waste of time is, like, you're playing one of them Roblox simulators where all you do is just click for days and days on. For some reason, I did kind of like them, but still, I don't know why, but I just really like them. They were addicting. Overall, I don't think video games are a waste of time. Some people actually use it as, like, a coping mechanism or something like that for, like, I don't know. I read something about, like, some forum or something like that. It helps people escape from reality and just get into their own world of gaming with their friends.
All right.
Personally, I don't think it's a waste of time. It's fun. It can actually help you structure your game. I mean, structure your brain. Brain. And what's your all-time favorite game?
All-time favorite game? It's got to be you. It was a game during lockdown that I quit all of my games for. And just, like, bashing that game. It was all I would do.
Same. I actually have broken me. But I had to delete some games on my PlayStation because of storage. Because I recorded so many videos and I had no space on my PlayStation. So I always had to select and switch games of what to swap out and have. And some of my friends would play COD and Call of Duty, right? On PlayStation, it takes so much space for no reason. I don't know why, but Warzone takes so much space.
I haven't played that game in so long. It's not deleted, but it's just disappeared off my PlayStation.
Yeah, I've not played like more than an ages. Like, Rogue Company, I had to delete it for like 2 years ago. Warzone. I still have Warzone videos like on YouTube. Warzone, I downloaded again because my friends told me to play it. And like, I'm always swapping out games for games that my friends say to download because they'll start playing it again and this, that, you know. My game thing just differentiates like every 3 months, 2 months. It's just how to do it. What games do you think are good to play alone for the depressed people? I mean, no, not depressed. I mean, lonely people.
I would say this one. Can it be like mobile games as well?
Yeah, any type of games.
Right, well, really bored and lonely. I have no one to, nothing to do, and no one to check out. There's this game on mobile. It's called Life is Strange. It's like a story game. It's really good.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of it. Really good.
Yeah. PlayStation and, game. I'm not sure.
I think like games to play alone are like very good games to play by yourself are usually story games.
Yeah.
Like games like Minecraft Story Mode. I used to have that, like playing that on your own. Actually, no. Minecraft Story. Actually, can you play? I think you can play multiplayer. Can you? I don't know. I think you can. I'm not sure though. I used to have the game and I used to play it like season 2 and everything. Yeah, story modes are very good, they're interesting, they're good games to play by yourself, it's very nice, because some people don't have the people to play with, and if people are on a school holiday and everyone else is still in school, then you could play a bit of a story mode, you know, some games that are just generally solo for the people who don't have anyone to play with. Are there any benefits to video games?
Benefits. You could have fun, like non-stop fun. There's always a game like a go-to when like you're just feeling down and stuff like that. They could just like, it can lighten up your mood, especially when you're listening to music whilst playing your game. It's just comforting.
Yeah, music while playing a game just makes everything 2 times better. I'm not even joking. It just makes everything top tier. Do you think video game addiction should be considered a mental illness?
Debatable thing. I think it depends how deep your addiction is.
Yeah.
Like, because if that. Yeah, go on.
I'm very controversial. It depends, to be honest. What do you think?
It's a bit mad. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it depends. It does depend on how addicted you are, because I watch YouTube videos sometimes and it says like people who, like, if you are so addicted to the point where if the parents or guardian you live with tries to shut it off, that you literally throw something at the screen and break it in rage and throw a whole tantrum like the 6-year-old, because they turn off the screen, then that has to be like some mental illness. Well, like some addiction that should be considered a mental illness. Or to the fact that you play it day and night, and you're literally, your eyes are getting worse day by day, and you get literally so sucked into the screen that like, that you just feel like you're trapped and you can't get out. Like, play your games, but don't become them guys who sit there day on and day in, sit there, eat there, sleep there, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Probably sleep with the VR heads on. Why rap and what got you into it?
Oh, when I got into rap, when I was little, normally I put the radio on, just hear some rap songs. Like school discos, there was rap songs there you could dance to. Like, then I started listening to some of it myself. First, it all started off as American rap, because UK rap it wasn't really something that was known. But all the years I started listening to people from the UK who do rap, my love just got just begun from there.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Favorite rapper? Ever Unknown T or Central C? Yeah, one of them.
If you could make music with anyone, who would it be?
Unknown T. His flow is too good.
Who were your favorite American rappers?
It was around NLE Chopper, NBA Youngboy, stuff like that.
Have you ever made a song with a feature?
No, but I'm looking forward to doing one.
And the next question linking to that is, if you could, like, guess, not a date, but, like, a month or a few weeks by, when do you, like, publish your first song with a feature on it?
Maybe around next month, because me and my friend are working on something.
How long from now have you done rap?
Around 2 or 1 years. 1.5 years.
US drill or UK drill, and why?
UK drill, because just like it's, I'm just known to it. It's different.
Okay, we are now heading on to the last two questions. I know this podcast is finished a bit earlier than it usually does, but, you know, just what it is.
Yeah.
How much money do you spend on games?
To be honest, the only game I've actually spent money on is Fortnite. And I've spent about £50 on that. That's it.
I have a confession to make. You know me, how as a Fortnite guy, I spent about £200 on Fortnite. I'm guessing. Yeah. And I now made a promise to myself never to spend money on Fortnite. And because I just thought of it, what's the point of spending money on a game that nobody plays anymore? Or, actually, no, maybe about £150. That nobody plays anymore, nobody focuses on, and none of my friends really play anymore. Some do, some don't. Like, there's nothing new. Like, in my head, I can just reuse V-Bucks. Like, I can just buy the Battle Pass, get the 1,500 V-Bucks out of it, use 950 to get next season's, and the rest of the V-Bucks I have, I can just save it, or maybe buy a 500 emo in the item shop. Then, get V-Bucks from each Battle Pass, maybe buy one thing, and just save up, maybe just save up. Just get my battle pass without having to buy anything. Like, if there's a cool skin I want in the item shop, too bad, should have saved for it. If there's like a new pack that comes with 3 skins and you have to pay real money for it, then sucks, too bad. What was the first game you've ever played, if you remember?
First game I ever played, it was on Xbox 360. It was some parkour game. I actually forgot what it was called. It was like some skyscraper thing. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Okay. We have made it near to the end of the podcast episode. And before, at the end of every single podcast, I do have a little quote. And the quote is made by me. Because I don't know. It just is. And it is based off the theme of the podcast. And I've actually not planned this one yet. So it's just me waffling. Rapping, rap, trap is cool. GTA, gaming and play is good. And so is food. Food is top 10. Cool, that's the quote of this episode. Food is just undefeated. Food, you can't beat it. Like, there's nothing like just food. Just food is food.
Yeah.
Is there anything you just want to say in general? Any single topic? Just anything? Anything you want to get out there?
Shout out to my new girlfriend, which I'm not gonna say anything about. I'm not gonna spread any names. And yeah.
Shout out to Girly Ting.
Yeah.
You want to be like your YouTuber or anything?
YouTube is, it's all those ASAP fakes, which is the FAIX, and my Snap unknown date is UNKXYWX. Wait, I can't even speak, it doesn't matter.
Yes, sir. I'll help you out a little bit. Your Snap is UNKXWN_DAV3. Yeah, that's his Snapchat. If you wanna check it out a little bit. Okay, is there like anything you want to say in general at all? Anything?
Make to Mirror Style YT because it's the best channel on the planet.
Yes, sir. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this, the 8th episode of Mirror Style Podcast. David, thank you so much for coming on today. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe to Mirror Style Podcast on Spotify and check out Mirror Style YT on YouTube. And yeah, I will see you all in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
If you guys made it to pass of the this podcast, you've got to have an extra bonus 3 questions because you're cool like that. Okay, yeah. Here are the bonus questions for you guys who decided to stay this long. David, this is girl. Let's call her Lily. Her real name isn't Lily, but we'll just call her Lily for. Give us this some info about this Lily.
She's a very difficult person. But sometimes she could be.
What was the? Okay, is there any more?
She's. There's some things we don't talk. This is too funny. There's some things about her that are a bit too much, but it's calm.
What was the breakup like?
It didn't even hit me that hard, to be honest. It was all her fault.
What was the kiss like?
Kind of basic, yeah. The girl, she started having a panic attack. I don't think I'll ever kiss any other girl again, because that's just a bit dumb. But yeah.
Take the next question.
can hear you now.
Okay, so the kiss, how did it play out? Did you come to her or did she come to you?
So first she didn't know where I was down to the 4G pitch, and she went around looking for me. So then she found me. Then went to a private location. I'm not gonna name where. But yeah.
Was it one of them movie pieces?
Yeah.
Was it your first time?
No.
Then.
Well, we don't. Then I went up to her, and then yeah.
I was actually fun fact. I was actually on the 4G when she was looking for you. She came up to me and asked, where's David? And I said, he's over there. She said, bye. And she said, he's, and I, like, that's when I found out you guys were, you know, together. So then she's like, why do you need him? And then he said, well, I need to kiss him. I want to kiss him. I want to kiss him. And I said, is this your first kiss with him? And he said, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. You go find him. And he was chasing after you to find you while you were just walking.
Yeah.
It looked like you were walking away from me. Next question. Will you guys ever get back together again?
That's a tough question. It depends, you know.
That, I guess, depends, depending.
To be honest, I don't think so, but maybe.
Maybe. Okay, that's the story of this girl. Her real name's not Lily, but we'll call her Lily for now. Yeah, that's the story of Lily.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for real, this is the real intro without no bonuses. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Marisol Podcast. And if you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and check out Marisol YT on YouTube. Check out ASAP Fakes on YouTube, and the fakes is FAIX. And yeah, also check out my man David if you want to check him out. His snap is, I'm getting now, his snap, you can check his snap out at unknown David, spelt like UNKXWN_DAV3. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast, boy. Anyways, bye.
Bye.